Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, and we have a proper script for today in my hands, so it's business as usual. It's Sunday, July 31st, 2022, and my guests are two champions and a world-class competitor here to take them on. They are Guy Branum, Mark Ellis, and Justin Martindale.
Woo-hoo!
Howdy.
Welcome. Welcome, hello. Gentlemen.
Good to be here.
Nobody ever knows what they're supposed to do when I introduce all three people at the same time. So let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically, starting with our returning champ from Dynasty Typewriter, where it was his first time on the show, and he took down a 5-guest show, I believe. It's Guy Branum, everybody. Hey, Guy.
Hey, Doug. Good to be here. Doug, would you like to know what I spent the past 3 days doing?
I kind of do want to know, yes.
Depressively binging all of You're the Worst, a show I had never watched before. But it turns out, Doug Benson, a major character.
Oh, my God. Isn't it weird?
Yes. It was delightful.
It's like a multiverse version of Doug Benson. Like, in another world, I'm quite a businessman who enjoys wearing suits.
It was truly amazing and indulgent. And I was watching the show and I was like, how is this for anyone who does not live within a mile of the Silver Lake Reservoir? But still a pure delight.
Yeah, it was an honor to participate, and thank you for watching it all in one weekend. You don't have to convince me that you were depressed. it's a funny show, but it's not always a fun show.
Yes.
That's a great way to spend your time as a champion. I thought for a second you were going to confess that you've been, studying movie trivia or watching lots of movies, but
no, Doug Benson, that's how I've spent a lifetime of depression.
Right. You've already got most of that other stuff in. You're the worst slip through the cracks somehow. Well, we have another returning champ from show number one and number two, basically, in San Diego during Comic-Con. It's the Schmo we love and know. Mark Ellis. Hey, Mark.
Oh, thank you, Doug. Did you just come up with that off the top of your head?
the schmo we didn't know.
Yeah, that's good.
I can't write any kind of promo about you without, you know, thinking of some fun way to use the word schmo, because, of course, you're the co-founder of the Schmodown and the Schmoes No Movie podcast.
Yeah, and I haven't seen a lot of returns yet from our episode, our most recent episode in San Diego, but what a time that was. And thanks to all the fans that came in person. I'm actually thrilled that we're not doing this one live, because just for the folks at home, I stand 5'10"
That's true.
Guy Branum and Justin Martindale, well over 6 feet. Giants.
Right. That would be adorable to see you in the middle between those two.
No, my little feet wouldn't even touch the ground. I'd be swinging them back and forth. You don't want that.
Well, okay. I'm glad we're all in separate homes for this one, just so that Mark can be not embarrassed by being pretty good. It's not a terrible height. It's not the best height. But, you know. What'd you say? 5'11" 5'10"
5'10" and I cling to it. According to my driver's license, I'm actually 6'4". I was just having fun at the DMV just to see if they'd noticed. And shocker, they did not. They processed.
They don't notice. They don't notice shit. My eye color was wrong on my ID for forever. Because, you know, I just, you know, wrote something down being silly. You just don't, you don't think about the consequences.
True.
Yeah, but also joining us today, speaking of consequences, we've got two champions going into today, but we've got a guest who's ready to give them a run for their money. And that's Justin Martindale. Hi, Justin.
Here's what's happening. I have been completely bamboozled. I had no idea I was going up against two champions, let alone like a game. So I thank you for the sacrifice. Thank you for throwing me to the wolves. Now I'm like, now this is a whole nother ball game for me. So I'm putting my game face on.
Well, it's, you know, it's all in fun. These guys are both great competitors. They know a lot of movie trivia, but they'll both admit that they probably had some lucky breaks that led to their wins.
I don't know. This sounds like a Sunday massacre.
I mean, wait till you hear how stupid the questions are, or how difficult, for that matter. They're stupid. Okay. They're stupidly difficult.
Justin, but, Justin, I have seen you be destroyed on a Sunday by many things. Movie trivia will just be a nice change of pace.
Old Hollywood, am I right?
Don't you worry about it. I realized when you were when we were discussing back and forth what your appearance on the show today, it came up, you said something to the effect of, is there a specific movie I need to watch to prepare? And I was like, oh, okay. I could have sworn that you'd been on the show at least once before, maybe like at UCB or something.
Maybe, but your answer to that question was all of them.
Yeah, I said, yeah. If you're gonna prepare for this, you need to watch all of the movies.
So I've been doing that for the past 3 days while Guy has been watching you. I've been watching all of the movies.
Well, you know, I hope it pays off, because there are a lot of movies, and we'll probably touch on maybe a dozen of them over the course of the games today.
Yes.
So you gotta get real lucky that they're ones.
Oh, I'm ready.
But you never know. That's the crazy thing about it. It's also so arbitrary. But I think you're going to do great today. I think you'll definitely finish in the top three, and that's something to that's something to be proud of.
Doug, you should have seen Justin last night. Justin and I both performed at the Comedy Store last night, and I introduced him, and he was shaking with fear. And it's not because of the set. It's because he knew what was about to greet him. Because I know you like to say we do this for fun. Guy Branum and I have no fun doing this show. We're here to win.
Yeah, now I feel it. Now I feel it. Yeah, and I was shaking because I just recently got my highlights done. So I was nervous. It was a reveal.
They do look good. They look really good.
Thank you.
Before the games begin, though, before we get to that, let's talk recommendations. I've been asking my guests every week lately to recommend a movie. And the question kind of comes out of the blue. And I leave them to, you know, recommend from all movies ever. And so that's a lot to choose from. So I thought it might be interesting to narrow it down a little bit and also focus on somebody who's celebrating a birthday today. It is the birthday of Mr. Wesley Snipes. And he is, you know, out of jail and working quite a bit. He's getting, you know, getting good roles and, you know, doing a good job. And so happy birthday to him. But also, could each of you please recommend, could be your favorite Wesley Snipes movie, or it could be one that you're like, this is Money in the Bank. You know what I mean? Like, like Always Bet on Rising Sun.
Yeah.
What do you think, Guy? Do you have a Wesley Snipes movie to recommend?
I think it is really difficult to have two gay men on a show
and then
say recommend a Wesley Snipes film.
Awful.
Because there's one that we're both going to want to have him play. Yes. But out of respect and deference, I'm going to step back and say, well, first of all, I considered like his cameo in Waiting to Exhale, but that's simply too small of a role. I'm going to say his first movie, Wildcats. It's from 1986, and it is a classic ragtag sports team that shouldn't be doing what they're supposed to be doing it. Goldie Hawn is a lady football coach in 1986, and the only job she can get is at an inner city school that's desperately underfunded, and one of the raucous teenagers she has to whip into shape, a young Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, with his along with his buddy, you know, as kind of a prequel to White Man Can't Jump, because it was Woody Harrelson was in there.
Oh, I forgot that.
Yeah, crazy, right?
Yeah.
Well, that is excellent. See, that really led things off nicely. And, you know, maybe instead of recommending the movie, you can just jot off a letter to Wong Fu and not feel so bad about it. Mark Ellis.
Doug Benson, I am not, out of deference to Justin, I'm not going to take Expendables 3. I am going to continue Guy's trend of pairing up Wesley and Woody, because White Man Can't Jump is not only my favorite Wesley Snipes movie, it's not only my favorite Woody Harrelson movie, it's my favorite sports movie of all time. I think it holds up so well. The chemistry between them, the fact that they're both so dominant on the court, but they're really putzing around life, just trying to make ends meet. And Wesley gives Woody the best advice that you could give anybody, and that would be listen to the woman. Four simple words, listen to the woman.
That is terrific advice. And also, it's my number one, it's my favorite Jeopardy movie.
Yes.
Food start, you know, with the letter Q.
The you know, the game, and of course I'm talking about the game show and not, you know, not movies about people that are in Jeopardy, which is you know, Rosie's done her share of that as well. But another terrific answer. This is you know, I can't predict where these things are going to go, and even though we've all indicated that Justin's selection's been made for him. Justin Martindale, which Wesley Snipes movie would you like to recommend?
I mean, hands down, Blade 2. I have to go. You guys picked it. Y'all even thought of it before your own answer. So I have to pick Tu Wong Fu. Thanks for everything, Julie Newmar. It's about an elite Manhattan drag queen named Vita Boehm and Noxzema Jackson. I'm sorry. We never see Noxzema ever again. It was such a time in the 90s. they impress regional judges in competitions, securing berths in the Nationals in Los Angeles, here at home. When the two meet, pathetic drag novice Chichi Rodriguez, John Leguizamo, one of the losers that evening, charms Vita, and Noxzema agree to take the hopeless youngster under their joined wing. Soon the three set off on a madcap road trip across America and struggle to make it to Los Angeles in time. This movie is everything. You're getting a beaten Stockard Channing, You are getting a strawberry festival in a small town. You're getting Patrick Swayze's jawline with concealer on. You're getting Julie Newmar. It is everything and then some. There's bi curiosity in it. There's like trans representation in it. It's everything.
I mean, I believe we get RuPaul in a Confederate flag dress.
That's the fucking opening scene when she comes down. My God. Yes. Try doing that in these times.
What about what kind of car is it that they drive? Don't they drive around in some sort of convertible or something? Is it a cool car?
Yeah, it's like a, I'm trying to think, I don't really know. It's like a, like an old school Thunderbird or something like that.
I'm going to start the bidding at a 57 Chevy, Doug.
Okay. Yeah. I just thought I'd throw in something, you know, that, you know, the typical guy listening to this show might remember from that movie.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good one.
It had a cool car. And it's Leguizamo's the like third main character, right? Did you say that?
Oh, Guy, how do you put this? They're all the main characters.
Yeah.
Right? It's like a three-hander, basically. It's like the three of them. It's a three-person buddy picture.
I mean, honestly, I would say from a plot perspective, Chichi Rodriguez is the one who goes on most of the journey, you know?
Yeah, she's the main character, yeah. And she, yeah, spoiler alert, she gets it at the end, you know?
So. Where were you reading that description from?
I just wrote it down before the podcast. No, I'm kidding. It was on IMDb. I wanted to see what the reviews say. And I'm very ashamed that it has a 41% Rotten Tomatoes percentage. 41. That's homophobic.
For a podcast, like it was like this podcast that Matt Kirshen and Andy, what's his name, did.
Wood.
The Andy Wood did, where you watch two movies that came out at the same time with the same premise. And I watched it along with The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, really expecting it to not hold up. And it's like a good movie. Like it's a much better movie than I remembered it.
I mean, you're uplifting women to their full potential.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And that little old lady who's in everything, she's in it.
All right. Well, that's a great job, Justin. But now turn off your.
Now I want to watch it.
Turn off your IMDb because that would be an excellent source for coming up with answers when we start playing these games.
Okay, it's off.
Yeah. Everybody has to trust you now.
It's off. All right. Like he's got a little IMDb robot next to him that he just.
Hey, I'm sorry, off. Mark. I'm sorry. I met the CEO of IMDb last week in San Diego at Comic-Con. So.
We know like you are on the boat every day.
it's a part of me now.
I love the IMDb boat so much.
It's fun.
I can't even tell you how much I because it's just
easy.
You know, it's just photo ops and appetizers and drinks. Like I don't know if anybody's into that sort of thing, but I didn't drink very much on the boat, but you could get hammered on the boat. They'll give you anything you want.
Oh yeah, anything.
Yeah,
I actually
so fucked up.
I believe I shared a beverage with one with a young Doug Benson back in the day on an IMDb boat once upon a time. Justin apparently got to meet the like the creator, the founder, the president, Bill IMDb. He got to meet him.
Well, that dude's always hanging out on the boat. We met him, a few years ago, the last Comic-Con before. Panda.
COVID, yeah.
Yeah. We met him there and he's very approachable, very nice. And I still, from that particular visit, I still cherish to this day my sailor hat that says IMDb on it.
It's good merch. I did ask him what his favorite movie was. And he told me it was.
Flat out asked IMDb what his favorite movie is?
Yeah. Why beat around the bush, you know?
Just get right to it. What did he say?
He said, No Time to Die with Daniel Craig.
What is wrong with him?
I don't know.
That is bizarre. It's not even the best Daniel Craig one.
Justin said, what's his favorite movie? And then the guy responded, I'm more of a reader.
That would be, then I'd jump off the boat. Yeah.
Yeah. But he's very nice. And I do appreciate that he has an answer to that question.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure he gets
maybe
it.
Maybe he misheard you. Maybe he thought you said, you know, what's your favorite movie that has a boat in it?
Right. Or he probably said, stop talking to me or die. And I just got it confused. I don't know.
Yeah. You're like, I don't have any time for that. So it's no time, no time to die.
Yeah.
Which boy, I guess enough time has passed to say this, but that is what a spoilery title. Like every other James Bond movie, when they talk about him dying, you're like, yeah, right. It's just an expression. But this one, that's also why it's weird that that's his favorite one. The one where James Bond finally perishes. Oh yeah. That's now I like it. All right. Well, those are all great Wesley Snipes recommendations. I appreciate you giving them to me and to the listeners. If anybody hasn't seen any of these three great movies, now's the time to check them out again. It's never too soon to watch Wildcats or White Man Can't Jump or to Wong Fu. Thanks for everything, Julie Newmar. Really heavy influence on the letter W, I'm noticing these titles.
For
that's
Wesley.
Interesting. Yeah, Wesley, Wildcats, yeah. White Men, Wong Fu.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for that. And we're going to go to a brief commercial break and we'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We are back, and I'm so excited for this first game we're going to play today because it's a new game, Justin. So Guy and Mark don't have any kind of leg up on you. In terms of having played it before or heard it being played. The game is called Which Gun? Yeah. I'll read a quote and then we'll start with Guy, and then we'll go to Mark, and then we'll go to Justin.
Okay.
I'll read a quote. Guy will tell me if it's from Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, okay.
OG Top Gun, Top Gun 1, or neither, Top Gun None. And then if Guy misses it, then Mark gets a crack at it. And if Mark misses it, then you get a chance, Justin. And whenever somebody gets the right answer, the next person in line goes next on the next one.
Okay.
Are you ready, Guy?
Yes.
All right. This is just for Guy. And your options are Maverick, One, or None. And here is the quote. Don't say anything. Your words would be useless. Just fly the damn plane.
I'm going to say Original Recipe, Top Gun.
I am sorry to say
that is incorrect.
That is incorrect. We now go to Mark Ellis.
who is currently wearing a naval aviator jumpsuit. Can I have the quote again, Doug?
Yes, you can. Don't say anything. Your words would be useless. Just fly the damn plane.
I feel like I haven't seen that in a Top Gun, so I'm going to say Top Gun none.
You're going neither.
Going neither.
All right. Mark's here to play. That is correct.
Wow.
From neither. It is from a motion picture called Firefox, starring Clint Eastwood.
Oh, wow. That's...
Wow.
Yeah. Sounds like real Top Gun talk to me, though.
It sure does.
All right, Justin, you're up first on this next one.
All right.
All right. Is it Top Gun 1 or Top Gun none or Top Gun colon Maverick in which this line is spoken? Great Mav, real slick.
Now, as someone,
voice.
Well, as someone whose brother just got promoted in the Air Force this weekend to major, I'm a huge what are they called? Airplanes fan? Yes. This sounds nostalgic.
You're an aviatrix.
Yeah. I don't even know what that means. But
I don't either.
My brother does. I like this because there's a hint of vintage in it. I think if they say the word slick in Top Gun Maverick, that's what they call the kids call cringe, I think. I think I'm going to go with, it sounds like it could be, and slick is 80s in which Top Gun came out. So I'm going to say original Top Gun.
Justin.
For the win. No,
we're not going. You know, you'll just get a point if you're right, but you're saying Top Gun 1. That's your final answer.
Yeah, Top Gun 1. I'm so nervous. I feel like it's Squid Game.
There's no reason to be nervous because you're correct.
Yes.
That is correct. It is. That's something that Mav says to himself.
Mm-hmm. I think you can only call yourself slick. No one else can be around you.
Yeah. Real slick, Mav.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Guy, here's your chance to get on the board. Mm-hmm. Top Gun 1, Top Gun 2, or Top Gun none. Can't you make it through the day without proving what an asshole you are? All right, now here's the quote. Which one? What's that? Is that from one, two, or none?
I just proved what an asshole I was by not playing along with the joke. I'm very sorry. That is from Top Gun Maverick.
That's from Top Gun Maverick, you say?
Yes.
I'm sorry to say that's not correct. Mark, what do you think?
Well, Slick, I think that it is actually from Top Gun none, the prequel that does not exist.
You're going none.
I'm going none, baby.
All right. Bold move by a bold player. That is correct.
Mark, you're so good.
Mark, you're very good at this.
Top Gun.
Yeah. Really good.
I know. I knew he was going to he's going to slaughter this round. He loves Top Gun.
Doug, do you want to hear how big of a fan I am of Top Gun? I was actually at Justin's brother's graduation.
I was not even there. Mark was.
Wow. Well, that line, that asshole line was from the movie Iron Eagle.
Yes.
It worked.
Yeah. All right. So, Justin, you got some work to do here.
All right.
Any one of you boys see an aircraft carrier around here?
Is that Justin on the IMDb boat?
With just an open caftan. Hello, boys. Who has monkeypox? Let me see. I mean, that sounds very Kelly McGillis to me. So I will go, I'll go OG Top Gun again.
That is correct.
Yes.
That is correct.
Sam, well done.
Thank you.
It's not Kelly McGillis, though. It's that him from the opening sequence when he saves that guy and he flies him back, even though he went crazy.
I'm sorry, Doug, if I'm on the board.
I know. Die. You still got a point, but it was Maverick who said that. which again, the homoerotic subtext of Top Gun 1 is endless. Because why would he say any of you boys?
Any of you boys? I know. And maybe Kelly McGillis wishes she could have said that line, you know?
Yeah, no, it does sound like either Kelly McGillis or Jessica Rabbit would say any of you boys seen aircraft. And while standing on aircraft carrier, because the idea is she's so beautiful, they didn't even notice where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mark has 2 points. Justin has 2 points. Guy, this is your chance to get on the board.
I have nothing.
Yes, you do. You have us, Guy.
We're here together.
One, two, or none. There is no dignity for a pilot being grounded, Captain.
I am going to say Top Gun none. Just because I'm really hoping we got some Airwolf in here. If we're going to have Iron Eagle and we're going to have Firefox, I want some helicopter representation.
Yes.
Well, I think you're really going to love this because not only are you right.
Yeah.
Also, that line was from Iron Eagle 2.
Oh, you did it, Guy.
Yeah. Iron Eagle 2. All right, guys on the board. Mark, are you ready? This is where you really got to pull it out here, buddy.
This is the one game I was born ready for.
This is the one. This is for the win, this one. When I fly, I'll have you know my crew and plane come first.
That is Maverick. Justin's going to like this because it's actually Maverick chastising Kelly McGillis' character, Charlie, because she questioned his flying tactics in class. But it's really just to cover up the fact that she's fallen for him. That is from Top Gun OG.
That is correct. And congratulations, everybody. I brought Mark here today so that he could realize that his love of the Top Gun films is a sickness and that he needs help. And this is proof that he likes them too much. Congratulations.
And who hasn't questioned Tom Cruise's flight status, you know?
He's still, I still haven't seen Top Gun Maverick, and I'm thinking that maybe I might never see it just so that, because I know that would make Mark Ellis unhappy.
Doug, don't do this to me.
Yeah, he's going to leave. He'll leave right now. He'll go.
We had, after one of the shows this past weekend at Comic-Con, it was like everybody in the green room was having an intervention for Doug. We all took turns telling him why we love Top Gun Maverick, and he just wasn't hearing us.
Still hasn't seen it.
I still haven't gone, but I do intend to see it, but I really enjoy that there's someone out there that it really means a lot to them if I see it.
Can I say something real quick about Mark? I remember when it came out and we were in the green room, and you said to me, you were like, Justin, I'm going to be really sad because I'm going to have to compare every other movie I see to Top Gun Maverick. Yep. You remember saying that?
It's going to be the Top Gun Maverick scale henceforth, you know, and no movie, hardly any movies are going to top it. I feel.
No, I've peaked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck, Avatar 2. Mark Ellis is not buying it.
I can't wait.
Really? You're excited about that?
Oh, yes. It's Avatar's underwater. It's like a gay Enya video. Like, I can't wait. Like, just put on Orinoco Flow and let me masturbate, please.
I worry that it's taken so long to make this movie because everybody that buys a ticket's just going to get sucked into that world and never return.
Yeah, as we should, because this
they've just been building a portal and setting it up in all the cinemas.
Let's go. I'm done.
We got to take another commercial break. It's very exciting going into our next game because Allmark won for being such a Top Gun weirdo is that he gets to go first in our next game, which isn't even necessarily an advantage. And we will play that game right after this break. We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back, and Mark Ellis gets to go first. How many? You've won a few episodes in a row here now. This would be win number three if you go all the way today.
Yeah, I mean, I got the two in San Diego, and that was my first time running the sweep in the gas lamp district. And so now if I can cross over to the virtual side of things and get a W, it's going to feel like 2020 again, which was the last time I got a win.
Yeah, it's like the EGOT. You're like almost EGOT, Mark.
I'm one Emmy, one Grammy, one Oscar, and one Tony short.
Yeah. You've got the silent letter and EGOT. You've got that locked up.
Yeah.
And then now you just got to get all those hard letters that
The thing is, like, Doug, you do one show at the Winter Garden Theater. Suddenly, Doug loves movies. Is Tony eligible? And, you know, it really opens things up.
He's on the.
That's a good point. That's a really good point. I hope I can get into the Winter Garden. I don't know how long Music Man's going to last.
I've never seen Music Man, but when Music Man comes on stage, do you think he says, "Hello, boys. Anybody see some music around here?"
Absolutely. Hugh Jackman. Are you kidding?
Yeah, it's a really, probably a pretty interesting performance, you know, because over the years, like the people that play the Music Man, like Robert Preston in the movie, like it's like, you know, he's like not a singing and dance man except for to con all these people, you know, like whereas Hugh Jackman, he just wants to sing and dance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Robert Preston's performance is really good. That man is like greasy and entertaining at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what I mean? Whereas like Hugh Jackman, you're just going to be like him lying to people. You're going to be like, what the fuck is this singing, dancing, happy guy doing lying? What's going on? Is he insane? Where, you know, it's all means to an ends for when Robert Preston does it. But anyway, I'm sure it's a fine show, and I hope they do well.
Is this the next category game? Oh God.
The next game is shows that have played the Winter Garden Theater.
Oh my God.
No, we're not crossing over to Broadway today, but you never know when musicals are going to come up, because I like to mention them on the show because they're, you know, they only make one or two of them a year at this point. Mm-hmm. So it's an exciting occasion for me. But this game we're going to play right now is called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? And it's a tagline game. We'll start with Mark Ellis, because he won that last thing. We'll start with you, Mark. I'll tell you a tagline from a motion picture. It could be any film from the history of cinema and movies.
Okay. Any film that Justin watched in the last 3 days is eligible.
Yeah.
I was busy.
They could be in there. Here's where going first, you know, may not, is not necessarily an advantage or a disadvantage, but a theme will emerge potentially amongst these taglines as we play this game. So
it's a huge advantage for me because I couldn't lose the Top Gun I couldn't lose the Top Gun game. Doesn't matter if you said, hey, Mark, if you win the Top Gun game, you lose the show. I still would have had to take it.
Yeah, you have to win the Top Gun game.
Yeah, I can't. All of my college friends would never talk to me again.
You had to win. And just like on the last show where you took over and I played the game, I played your game. I had to win that one, you know, and it was bad enough that I forgot the script for my own show. But then if I get challenged to a trivia match where I'm going to play, I had to win. So thank you for facilitating that win by asking me questions about movies. Cause as it turns out, I do know a lot about movies.
Yes. You're a great competitor.
I feel like now, though, more than ever, I'm starting to get into, I don't know if it's COVID, I don't know if it's age, I don't know what it is, but I'm starting to get into that where I can't think of a name of somebody. I can picture them, I can't think of it, and I go, oh, is this starting to happen now? Am I going to be less helpful in pub trivia? Is my team going to say losing it?
I'm sorry, Doug Benson, a comedy professional whose identity is so bound up with the concept of marijuana. Like, you are now slightly having a little bit of trouble with recall and pub trivia.
I don't.
I am shocked. Yeah. I am stunned.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
I don't blame the weed, though, because I see a lot of people about it. Are not being able to remember things that never touched it a day in their life.
I'm going downhill at trivia as I go through my 40s. I'm pissed off. If you and I are essentially experiencing the same amount of memory degradation, why didn't I spend the entirety of the 2000s stoned? I missed out on so much.
Yeah, you should have. Plus now, if you do have trouble thinking of something, because it's usually something trivial, I don't really need to know the answer. I could just, it's in my hand.
Yes.
I just look it up on my phone. So easy. All right. So, Mark, you're going to go first. And then we'll go to Guy and then to Justin. Wow. How did that happen? And good luck, everybody.
Okay. All right, let's do it. Hunting season.
And it's just, you just get one guess each, and it's from all movies ever made, these taglines. So, it's not easy. So just come up with something that comes into your head. Guy Branum pulled out an amazing one on the show. It's part of why he's here today on the live show at Dynasty Typewriter. The tagline was something like, this is the most magnificent movie ever made. Was that what it was?
Something like that.
Yeah, something to that effect. And Guy said, Gone with the Wind, and he was correct.
Wow.
But there were zero clues. There were zero clues in the clue other than, a lot of people would say that movie is the most magnificent.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a pull by a Guy, and Gone with the Wind is lucky that it was released before Top Gun Maverick.
It's true.
It really came at the right time in history for people to deal with it. I've never seen it, and I don't want to watch it. I've seen like scenes and parodies. Like, I'd rather watch the Carol Burnett parody of it. And I feel like I'm still getting what happened in the movie.
It's like a good Thanksgiving movie, you're like,
okay.
You're like, it takes like 6 hours to watch. It divides families still.
Yes. It portrays slavery as fundamentally charming.
Yeah. Yeah. it's really good with a turkey and mashed potatoes.
All right. Well, then force everybody to watch 12 Years a Slave or something right after it. All right. So, okay. So, Mark, are you ready?
I am prepared, sir.
Okay. As prepared as you'll ever be. What movie used the tagline, "Heroes aren't born, they're built"?
Heroes aren't born, they're built. I got an idea, but I'm not sure they would have kicked off the whole thing with that. Well, it's an hour show, right, Doug?
What's that?
It's an hour long show.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I turned on the clock. You've got 12 more minutes.
Okay, good.
Go for to this whole show to be finished. No, not for just your answer. We're going to need an answer now.
I'm going to go with Iron Man.
Oh,
Iron Man, the first of the...
Yeah, I don't think the MCU would have kicked Marvel. Off with that, but you never know.
Right. It's a guess. You know, that's part of this game is you just got to guess. That is correct.
Wow.
What is the answer?
Wow. Iron Man. Way to go.
Yeah. Isn't that? That's a wild one. That is really
I'm like a little tiny Guy Branum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now you wish you were sitting in between these giants in front of an audience because the applause you would have gotten for what just happened.
I know. That was good, Mark.
That would have recharged your Sharpie's battery for like a year.
Yeah. I'm just like a little tiny David with two Goliaths.
Yeah. No, just killing it. All right. But the Goliaths get a chance. And Guy gets to go first or next, I should say. First and next. Guy, what movie had the tagline, "A hero shows his true colors"?
A hero shows his true colors. I mean, like, I don't know what hero is so directly involved with colors unless it was one of the Rainbow Bright films. Unfortunately, the genders don't work. The genders just don't hold together for that premise.
They never do.
Yeah. Oh, God. A hero shows his true colors. It's they're not, like, I doubt that your theming would be all Marvel movies.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still gonna go. Captain America Civil War.
No, I'm sorry, that is not correct. Justin?
Oh, wait, I get the same one?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is now it comes to you, and then if you don't get it, then Mark gets a shot at it.
Can you say it again one more time, please?
Yes. Would you like me to do that now?
Yeah. Yeah, please. That'd be great. Thank you.
Here goes. A hero shows his true colors.
Ah, shows his true colors. A hero shows his true colors. Okay, I'm just gonna guess.
Just
who
do
framed
it.
Roger Rabbit? Who framed Roger Rabbit?
No.
I love that guess.
That's a really good guess. Mark Ellis.
Well, Doug, I'm between two, and okay. I think it's either, I mean, you know, again, we're thinking like colorful characters. So it could be like the Incredible Hulk. It could be that first Edward Norton Incredible Hulk movie. But I have a feeling, and again, if I was running Marvel, I don't know that I necessarily would have been the guy to bring this up as the tagline for the movie, but I'm going to take a swing and say it's Black Panther.
Oh.
Sorry, I was suppressing a sneeze. That is incorrect.
You sneeze weird.
That's why I decided to come up with a game show, is that my sneezes sound like a boing. The answer, you were right there on it, buddy. Is
damn it.
The Incredible Hulk.
Man, from 2008.
Wait, that was real?
Yeah.
Yeah, a hero shows his true colors was the Ed Norton Incredible Hulk.
Oh, the Ed Norton.
It was the next in the Marvel after Iron Man, but I'm not confessing to a theme just yet.
Okay.
We're back to it's Guy's turn, right?
Yeah.
All right, Guy. What movie has a tagline, "Even heroes fall"?
Even heroes fall. I'm going to assume is the Superman movie where he is supposed to have died in the most recent like DC series, but I don't know the name of that. Like, I don't know the name of any of the, like, it's Superman Returns is the Bryan Singer one.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't know the names of any of the more recent one. We read it to me again.
Yes, Even Heroes Fall.
Superman Returns. I got nothing else.
Okay, that's incorrect. Justin?
I was going to go with my original guess, but then Guy's makes sense. Because I think that sounds familiar. Can I say what I was going to say?
Wait.
I think what Guy was trying to guess was Batman versus Superman.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But so I was gonna guess Avengers Endgame, but I think it could be Batman versus Superman, because I think at the end there was like a big one of them died or something.
Okay, so which one do you wanna go with?
I'll go with Batman versus Superman. I love you, Guy.
Incorrect. Oh, okay. Incorrect. All right. Mark,
it's Steel Magnolias. God.
Yeah, this is a tricky one because I got two movies that I sort of circled when I heard it. It was a great notion by Guy and Justin to go Superman. I wasn't even thinking that, but you know, he flies, thus he probably falls occasionally. I feel like it's either Captain America's Civil War, because you know they're scrimmaging against each other, or it's Thor, because he fell from Asgard, and that also makes sense in the MCU canon. So I'm gonna say Thor.
Incorrect.
Good guess though, Mark.
Mm. But none of your other guesses that you didn't end up guessing were correct. This was from Iron Man 3.
Ooh, yeah. Right, damn it.
Right? I mean, there's no way anyone could have gotten that.
That was hard.
That was a tough one.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
The tagline should have been, this is the one where Gwyneth Paltrow has powers.
Yeah.
And we all have gone and seen it.
Yeah.
I love alternate taglines for Iron Man 3, such as, hey, kids, don't get your heart set on the Mandarin.
Who likes disappointing villains? Raise your hands. Okay. Guy?
Yes.
This summer. Uh-huh. It's one of those taglines. Remember those that said, this summer?
Yes.
The galaxy won't save itself.
Okay. Then I'm going to say it is Guardians of the Galaxy.
That is incorrect.
Oh, Justin. No. I'm going to say Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
I have to turn to Mark and say, do you think we should allow this?
I think that we should. If I didn't care so much for my dear friend Justin, and if he wasn't four mimosas deep, then maybe we'd have a conversation. But I think he got close enough to the real title of the movie. So, yes.
I think that's a fair and it's good, good sportsmanlike assessment. So,
that is all right. It is
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Volume 2, yeah.
Yeah, but I thought it was strange that the tagline made it sound like... You know, it does sound like a guy you know, as far as I'm concerned, that's what I would have guessed as well. You know, that does sound like the first one. Like, why would they say, you know, the galaxy needs saving for part two after we've already seen that?
Yes.
I don't know. Saving it again.
A nice again would have really helped me out there.
Right? Yeah. The galaxy won't save itself again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. Okay, so Justin got that one. Congratulations, Justin.
Thank you.
And now we go to Mark.
Hit me.
What movie had the tagline, no shield, no armor, no problem?
Oh.
No shield, no armor, no problem. I think that this is probably Ant-Man.
Ant-Man is correct. That is correct. Very well done. Here we go, guy.
Okay.
It's not the armor that makes the hero, but the man inside.
Oh. Oh, so I have to assume this is Iron Man 2.
That is correct.
I mean, so quick.
That is correct. But I am very, very sad to say that in spite of Guy getting on the board there,
not enough.
Mark has won this game and the entirety of today's game. Congratulations, Mark. You did it.
So that game actually meant something. I don't just get to go first again next.
No. And we'll see if you get to go first on the next episode you appear on. Just depends on where you fall in the alphabet with the last name Ellis. You know, it's unlikely there'll be too many players ahead of you.
I didn't think I'd be beat in that game. And then Guy Branum shows up and just blows me out of the water.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as you figured out, this was all, this was all Marvel movies because this was a game that, you know, I had prepared for the show while we were down at Comic-Con and we didn't get to play it. So thanks for playing it with me today, you guys. And you go first with the plugs, Mark Ellis. What would you like to say to promote yourself?
Well, it was an absolute pleasure competing with my new dear friend Guy and my old dear friend Justin. And check out Justin's head of hair if you haven't already. I am going to be in Las Vegas at Brad Garrett's Comedy Club, September 5th through the 11th. If anybody wants to swing by Vegas, that'll be a fun weekend. It's NFL kickoff weekend. And you can probably catch me on an upcoming episode of Doug Loves Movies.
Yeah, because that's what happens. The winner gets invited back, like, you know, as soon as you can make it. Can you join us next week? Same bat time, same bat Zoom call.
I mean, a professional would hold out and say, "Nah, I'm waiting for the Dynasty typewriter gig." But no, I'll show up on Sunday. You got me.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, if you win on Sunday, then we'll see you on stage at the Dynasty typewriter the following Sunday with God knows what guests, you know, I throw out a wide net to see what kind of people I can get to participate. That's where Guy Branum made his Doug Loves Movies debut, and it was a spectacular one. What would you like to promote today, Guy?
Hey, are you a mom looking to get away from the heat of New York or Boston? Well, I'm going to be performing in Bar Harbor, Maine, August 19th through the 21st. Who will come to those shows? I have no idea. Also, the major motion picture Bros comes out in theaters September 30th. Please come and watch it.
Yes. Yes, Bros. I say September 30th. That's far enough away that we should. I'll ask you to come back on the show around that time if you're not too busy.
I would love to. That would be great.
That'd be awesome. Thank you very much. And Justin Martindale, I mean, you know, came into today, you know, a little sad and confused, but I think you had a great time, and I think you're excited about coming back someday.
Oh yeah. I mean, I definitely felt like my middle school self at the beginning of this, this show. And now I just feel glad and overwhelmed to be part of such an exclusive family. So thank you.
What would you like to plug?
Oh, yeah.
You got any plugs?
I also will be in Las Vegas, August 12th and 13th at the Mirage with Jim Jefferies. And then
I'm going to miss you in Vegas.
I know. I know. I have a podcast called Just Sayin' with Justin Martindale, available wherever you get your podcasts. And I've got a show coming out in October on Hulu. So follow me on Instagram and you can get all the updates for that at Justin Martindale. So, yeah.
What's the Hulu show called?
We go into production tomorrow, so I can't like give it away, but
I thought it was going to be called We Go Into Production Tomorrow. That's a snappy title.
I mean, that should be. Yeah, that's on Apple Plus. So it'll be coming out. It's a Halloween themed show for Hulu in October.
Yeah. Right on. Yeah. Doug Loves Movies is back, as we said, at Dynasty Typewriter in LA on August 14th at 4:20. And I'm doing stand-up in Irvine at the Improv at the Spectrum on Wednesday night, August 24th. All of my dates and details are at DougLovesMovies.com. Thanks again to Justin Martindale, Mark Ellis, and Guy Branum. Excellent, excellent work.
It was way fun.
It was super fun.
Super fun. Let's all hang out on the IMDb boat later on today and play that Top Gun.
Let's go. Enya, hit it.
As always, we're all part of the same team. Good night.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, because